Since Peter had insisted on looking west, Russia's Slavic traditions were all too often neglected. Peter had recreated the Russian upper classes in his own image, but they had become literally too Western in their ways for the Russian peasantry's liking. By moving the capital to St. Petersburg, Peter literally turned his back on the physical center of the Third Rome, Moscow. Both of these actions helped create the so-called dualized Russia, of the westernized haves and of the traditionally Russified Russian have-nots. It was almost as though Russian society was evolving backwards into the old Roman patrician plebeian construct. Although Peter built universities, he also created a secret police which helped stifle Russian intellectual growth. Finally, Peter did nothing to better the lot of the average Russian peasants in their communes. Peter depended on the local nobility to run his far-flung empire, and the local nobility dependent on serf labor in order to stay solvent. Peter also refused to do anything to better the practice of agriculture. By the early 1700s, important advances had been made in the art of farming, but Peter made no effort to share them with the masses.